Number 8. Exit number 8 from Rabash, letter 24. You must always stand guard all day and all night. That is, whether you feel a state of day or you feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night too, that is the darkness of night, comes also from the Creator to man's favor. It follows that you must evoke the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. By that, you'll be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us. That I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Excerpt number 11 from Rabash concerning the importance of the friends. In the society, there has to be extra care, disallowing frivolity among the friends, since frivolity ruins everything. And that we perform together. Well, excerpt number 10 from Likutei Halachot, Collection of Laws, Laws of Arvut. It is impossible to keep the Torah and the mitzvot except through Arvut, where each one becomes responsible for his friend. Because the essence of the keeping of the Torah, which is through the desire, is through unity. Hence, each one who wants to take upon himself the burden of the Torah and the mitzvot must be included in the collective of Israel with strong unity. Therefore, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for each other. Since the moment they want to receive the Torah, they must be included with one another as one in order to be incorporated in one desire. Then certainly each one becomes responsible for his friend, since all are considered as one. It is precisely by the Arvut, where each one is a guarantor for his friend, which is a state of unity, by that specifically they can keep the Torah. And without that, it would be impossible to keep the Torah, since the essence of love and unity are in the desire, where each one is content with his friend, and there is no disparity of will between them, and they're all included in one desire, and by that they are included in the upper desire, which is the essence of unity.
אז איך אנחנו